Only once a year we get to do this. Let's play it.
It's the Manly Quiz. Football, cars and tech. How will they do? Will they need you? Come on, fellas, let's get quizzy. Aww.
So every Thursday, if you're new to this show, then welcome on in. We do a thing called the Girly Quiz, where Emma and Ashton quiz me on all things girly, and it's basically just an excuse for them to bully me because I don't know a lot about women. But we've decided to completely flip it on its head for International Men's Day.
Up the lads!
This is your day, lads, the 19th of November, and you make sure everyone knows about it.
Well, I didn't know anything about it until you told me 5 minutes ago.
International Men's Day is today. We are flipping the Girly Quiz on its head. We are doing the Manly Quiz. I'm going to ask Emma and Ash three questions. They must get 3 out of 3 correct to win the week. Now, you usually give me a lifeline, or 2 lifelines.
We do.
You usually give me a 50-50 and a phone a female.
Yes.
Because there's 2 of yous working together, I'm not going to give you 2 lifelines. I'm only going to give you 1. You have a phone a fella.
Okay.
Right? Josh is on the line. How are you, Josh?
How are you?
I'm really good. Josh, are you ready for this? Do you feel manly enough today?
I hope so.
Did you spray a bit of Lynx this morning, Josh?
I did, yeah.
Did you pull a bit of fluff out of your toes and flick it on your bedroom floor?
Is that what you think men are?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you bite your toenails with your teeth?
No, Josh. That's just me. No. All right, Josh, thank you. Stay there because the girls, I'm sure, will need you at some point. Now, as this is the Manly Quiz, we must just put a warning out because you never know what Emma and Aisling might say. This can go from inside the body, outside the body, all over men, right?
You're really good at that bit, Dave.
Well, thank you. I think that was pretty spot
that was
on.
Brilliant.
So just keep your hand on the old volume dial, you know, just in case they say something a little bit too risque. Are we ready to play the Manly Quiz?
Come on, 9 years.
Okay, here we go. Emma and Aisling, question 1. What product is measured in 40, 80, 100, 120, 220 and 440 grit? Well, Aisling has a smile on her face and Emma is writing for some reason.
I'm writing the word grit, hoping something comes.
Oh, I'm actually so annoyed.
What product is measured in the variations of
these numbers?
I was
actually like, sorry, Joshua, but we're not going to be speaking to you again. We're obviously going to get again, this because we're two brains.
This is not a final answer.
Great.
I'm just throwing things around. Is this like concrete? Is this like...
I'll tell you, grit. 40 grit.
40 grit.
It's grit. Grit the roads.
To grit the roads.
During the ice.
Be careful now.
And is that your final answer?
No. Definitely not.
Right.
You're saying grit. Grit. Like grittiness. Levels of kind of weatheredness of a man. I don't know. I haven't a clue. You haven't a clue?
I haven't a clue, no.
It's some kind of,
I don't think it's a... Unless it's bloody hair wax or something.
Yeah.
Tightness of hair wax or something.
20, 40.
Can I just
80.
Say, it's wonderful knowing the answer. It's just wonderful. It's a great feeling.
Okay, I think we're going to have to get Joshua on this. I don't even know how to recite the question to him.
All right, Josh, you're up. The girls have a question. And do you want me to reread the question?
Please.
Yeah, because I don't know.
All right, Josh, the girls have this question.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
What product is measured in 40, 80, 100, 120, 220 and 440 grit?
Well, you're very lucky because I had to buy this literally last week to do the shelves.
Go on.
So it's measured for sandpaper.
Sandpaper?
So the lower the grit, the rougher the sandpaper.
Interesting.
The lower the grit, the rougher the sandpaper. Unlike what you think, because men don't make sense. Classic.
Yeah, that's a good point. Excellent.
Okay.
So if I just want a light grazing, I'll go for 400 grit.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
Yeah.
That's obviously why it didn't work when I was trying to sandpaper my Birkenstocks because they were so dirty because I bought the higher ones to try and clean them, but sure, that was doing nothing to them.
You may as well buy a piece of paper.
Also, there is no way on God's earth that you knew the answer.
Of course I knew the answer to that.
But if you ever bought sandpaper?
You buy sandpaper if you're doing, I don't know, doing the skirting boards or something, I don't know.
When are you, anyway, final answer, sandpaper.
Correct.
Well done,
it only
Joshua.
Took about 10 minutes. Josh, congratulations. We're going to send you out €50 voucher for something manly. So it could be a butcher's or a hardware store or something. We'll send
or
you €50
furnish,
for something.
You do you.
Yeah.
Bye, oh, lovely, yeah.
Have a great day, my man.
Bye.
Good luck.
Lads.
You are on your own.
There's not a hope in this hell that Callum Farmer knew that was for sandpaper
I
either.
Knew it. Yeah.
We all know it.
Oh, this is stupid. it. Why would women not know that and men would?
Yeah, that's a load
of rubbish. Why are you all sanding things and not telling us?
This is the game of stereotypes.
There's no way that you
I love secret sandpaper and stuff.
Okay.
Here we go with question two.
Come on, Alex.
I smashed this last year all on my own.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Yeah, but you didn't get it right. Explain in football terms, Emma and Aisling, what a nutmeg is.
Is that like the thing Aisling has for a Christmas dinner?
That's a nut roast. Okay.
You have a nut roast for Christmas sake, you're veggie. Are they for vegetarian football players?
Nutmeg is a spice. And that's my final answer.
In football terms.
In football terms, nutmeg. Let's think of spicy footballers. Like Ronaldo, sexy.
No, let's not do that. I think nutmeg in
we're
football
already tearing
terms.
Them apart, Callum. It's amazing.
It's got to be a formation.
A spicy formation?
No, or just let's
for, are we moving away from the spice?
Let's move away from spice.
Okay.
It's got to be a play. So it's like two defenders... forward runs through the middle, slides on his knees, heads the ball into the goal. Mm. That could be a nutmeg.
Interesting.
If you nutmegged it. Oh, I absolutely nutmegged that to the back of the net. Vibes.
Or else is it like when in the transfer window...
Oh, Aisling Bonner.
Aisling, that was sexy.
Probably completely wrong. And a team... At the very last minute before the window closed, nutmegs a player from another team.
I'm worried that we're destined to fail on this one. We don't have a 50-50. I think that's cruel.
I haven't a clue. I haven't a notion. What one should we go for of them?
I'd say the nut roast.
Nutmeg. Repeat the question. Sorry.
Explain in football terms what a nutmeg is.
A. Not a singular nutmeg.
Is it a stud? On a foot, on a boot. No.
We have to agree on something.
Okay, well, we just say it's a
formation.
A formation of play.
A formation of play.
Mm.
So unfair.
You're absolutely wrong.
Shocker.
A nutmeg, or nuts, is another name for it, is when you kick the ball between a person's legs. So rolls between their legs.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant that it hit them in the nuts.
No, you roll the football, you kick the football through their legs, and you go, nuts.
In tennis, it would be a hot dog.
Okay. Well, you've already failed the manly quiz, but we will do question three
also,
just for the laugh.
It's an expression that makes sense. Just, I kicked it through his legs. You don't need to say I nutmeg.
Yeah, exactly.
Final question on the manly quiz for 2024.
Oh, come on now, Ash. We need to have a bit of...
Did you know what a nutmeg was?
Yes! Yeah, right.
It's a very, very famous thing. Mm. Very, very famous. If I was buying something from the brand Harry's, Bulldog or Philips, what sort of range would I be buying from?
Bulldog is definitely a hair product.
Okay, Philips probably do razors. Philips tech, you know.
I've seen Bulldog... hair stuff or shaving stuff. It's like black branding.
Okay.
Bulldog. Bulldog hair and shaving, I think.
All you have to
Can
say
Can you
is...
repeat the three again? Sorry.
If I was buying something from the brand Harry's, Bulldog or Philips, what sort of range would I be buying from?
Philips has got to be a razor situation because it's electric. Harry's I've never heard of. Bulldog, again, gives me hair gel vibes.
The phrasing of the question, what sort of range would I be buying from? I think maybe, yeah, we could go with like a shaving range.
Mm.
Like grooming. Grooming. That's a good one. All encompassing, isn't it?
I think go for it. Final answer. I don't know anything about Harry's. That's all I'll say.
All I know is Harry's nut butter.
Final answer?
Yes, grooming.
I'll give it to you. Well done.
What's the
shaving
answer?
Products
is
the answer. You've lost the manly quiz though, lads. How do you feel?
Sad.
Can I just say,
is this the level of excitement you get every week?
Yeah.
Because this is phenomenal.
Quite
like
thrilled.
This power, this feeling is, I'll be chasing this forever.
Mm.
It is wonderful.
A high like no other.
It really is.
I wouldn't have gotten any of them six, on my own.
I enjoyed every
tough.
Bit of that.
I think if there's women out there who would have got them, by all means, get in touch and let us know. I thought that was a bit much now.
It's a bit dirty now this year.
Every week I get this.
It's the Manly Quiz. Football, cars and tech. How will they do? Will they need you? Come on, fellas, let's get quizzing.
It amazes me how we got that theme song over the line.
It's horrible.
It's awful. It's so bad.
The carpets are my favourite.
We just played the Manly quiz because it's International Men's Day, November 19th. Remember it, lads. This is your day to celebrate. So we did the Manly quiz for the crack and we flipped the girly quiz on its head. Instead of the girls asking me three questions about women, I asked the girls three questions about men.
Noel is standing by on this. Noel, what are you saying?
Oh, that was class this morning. All of us men feel like how Dave is feeling at the end of that.
So what you're saying is you want more of the Manly quiz, yeah? Not just an International Men's Day.
Oh, equality for men, 50-50.
Noel, what did you think? Did you know all the answers?
We did. Myself and my daughter were sitting here in the car on the way to school and we were discussing them as we went by.
Okay.
Was she learning?
Well done. Good question today, Dave.
Love it.
Oh, great. He gets to do it once a year, Noel.
Every bloody week, Noel.
Goodbye, Noel. Goodbye.
Thanks, Noel.
Oh, God. It's all gold, lads.
We're so right.
My God, after you lost, you're different people. Different people.
They were great questions, in fairness. I had a breeze.
Right, well, question one, let's just recap, right, was what product is measured in 40, 80, 100, 120, 220 and 440 grit, okay? And Kathy was on about this question.
Girls, nail files come in 240 grits, 100 grits. So you should have got that.
I'll go way out of that, Kathy. Come on, it's been outside.
We should have used our female intuition.
Question two was definitely my favourite one. It was explain in football terms what a nutmeg is. I know this is going to sound like a diss. It's not, Emma. I thought you'd get it, Ash. I really did think you'd get that one.
No, she does have more football knowledge than me. That's a fact.
But then I also thought maybe you'd know Emma because of your boyfriend Jack and he's into football. Mm. I thought maybe you'd get it. I was really surprised when you hadn't a clue. Mel was on a big question too.
I have never laughed so much. I have never laughed so much.
Again.
On the second question, the way Ashley got so mad.
I think because I was like, I really wanted to spell the thing that girls don't know anything about football, and then I just perpetuated the stereotype. Well,
you knew the transfer window, you knew formations.
I knew the phrase transfer window.
She threw out any football phrase she could possibly muster up in that moment.
It was excellent. Well done. You did fail, and I already am looking forward to 2025 because that was a hell of a lot of fun.
It was. I'm looking forward to next year too.
Oh, lads, don't, with that in mind, stick around just after 9 o'clock. It's back to the proper way on this show. Girly quiz. We've just announced a board game just in time for Christmas, and we need your help with the design, especially with the truth or dare cards that are going to feature in there. So more on that after 9.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this. Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.